Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, God, it all kicked off last night, didn't it? We went out for a little meeting after the show.
Yeah.
And we didn't even get to the pub. And there was a proper fight in the street.
Yeah, there was.
It was all kicking off, wasn't it, over the road? So, our boss steps in to break it up. And this just really got to you, didn't it, Becky? It really did.
Yeah.
Well, you saw him in a whole new light.
Everything went so focused when he stepped in. I've never seen it before.
Oh, my God.
I
think I love him. Right, no, you've never felt anything for this man before, right?
Never.
And never
got
a twinge.
He's gone today. But yeah. Last night, for the next 10 minutes...
Oh, it's off now.
What a missed opportunity for him.
Everything went a bit slow-mo, like love hearts forming. It was quite brave of him.
It was. You did what you always do and turned your back and pretended to be on the phone.
Yeah, I did. Now, hang on a second. You were also on the phone. You were talking on the phone. We thought you were calling the police. Who were you on the phone to?
I was actually on the phone to ex-England Rugby Union international Ben Cohen. But I got off the phone to him to go and try and help. And then when I realised I couldn't, I then rang him back.
When it all started to kick off, though, you do what you always do when you're like trying to calm things down. Mm. And what is that? You don't even know, do you?
No.
You go... Whoa!
I don't do it with jazz hands like that. I didn't do it like that.
Why do you do that every time?
I did it in a very whoa.
All right, do it for us now, right?
So that's what I did.
Right, there's a proper scrap going on.
Yeah.
Me and Becky love the scrap.
Whoa!
You do it every
there you go.
Time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know what, Chopper?
What?
You're like Flo Rida.
Why?
When you try and calm things down.
Whoa.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
And now...
Bing. National.
Radio 1.
It's time for the Wing Ring, where our favourite singer cheers somebody up, makes their day a little bit brighter through the power of song. Now, earlier, we recorded this before, I spoke to a lady called Rian.
Hello, you're right.
I'm very good. Where are you?
I'm in Birmingham.
Okay, and who's this wing ring for today then?
My sister, Rachel.
Okay, tell me what's happened.
Sunday night, we were down on holiday in Wales and she got bit by a dog. So she's not very happy at the moment. It went through her eyeball and she's had to have surgery and everything.
Is she all right? Is she going to be all right?
Yes, she's fine. Operation was successful. We're not sure about her eyesight at the moment. We're not sure if she'll recover or not. But the operation was a success, so they say. So there you go.
So, Rianne, you thought after this happened, how can I cheer my sister Rachel up?
That's it, yes.
Yeah. I'm going to get a little Chinese woman to sing to her. Is that what you thought?
Yeah.
Okay.
She'd love that.
Is Rachel a fan of Wing?
Well, she's the one that said, oh, you've got to listen to it. It's ever so good.
All right, so she does really like her.
Yeah, she was the one that said, oh, you've got to go onto YouTube and have a look. It's brilliant.
And you're a fan now as well?
Oh, yes, and I'm converting the people in the office today as well.
Should we try and give her a call?
Yeah, let's see if she answers, hopefully.
Hello, it's Wing.
Hi.
I'm giving you a ring on the phone.
Okay.
I have a message for you. And here is the message. This is for you. Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do birds fall down from the sky? you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to be a dream come true. So the twinkle moon that's in your head, golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the boys in town follow you. To be close to you. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Hi, Rachel. It's Scott Mills from Radio 1. So that was Wing singing for you on the phone.
Thank you, Wing.
Do you want to know who set this up?
I bet it was Rian.
Here she is.
Hello! Thank you, Scott.
So that's actually made you feel a bit better?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wing rules.
Wing rules.
Rachel, I hope you get better soon.
Thank you.
Thank
Scott.
You. Yeah.
We love you.
I love you. Podcast. Hello, it's Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Karen.
Hi, Karen. Where are you now?
I'm in the Scottish Borders.
Okay, how can I help?
I'm just wondering, can you think of any way to kind of cool down this hot Scottish weather?
Well...
Sit in the shade? Sorry?
Sit in the shade, I said.
You didn't.
Maybe...
Don't do what he said.
But, well, why, have you got any ideas?
I was thinking more along the lines of skinny dipping.
On the Scottish Borders?
Yeah. It's 32 degrees down here just now.
Wow.
Wow. 32?
32, yeah.
It can't be 32.
It is.
Right, well, that is probably hot enough to go skinny dipping, but we're not thinking it's a good idea.
Really, why?
Have you done it before?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay.
All right, well, you're the expert.
don't kind of things get caught in you, around you? Not in you, I mean... No, around you. Do you know what I mean? Like seaweed and bits of rubbish and everything.
We're just saying, it's not flattering. It can never be.
Not really at the sea, so there's no seaweed.
Right, without giving you the exact location, where are you planning to go and do it then?
Around the Jedburgh area, where there's an amazing bomb hole.
An amazing...
bomb hole, like a hole where a bomb was dropped.
Okay.
And really deep.
That's excellent. Should we just end this now?
I did have so many questions, but I'm so scared to ask them.
We've got to go, Karen. Right, do whatever you want, okay?
Okay, love you.
If you want to go skinny dippy and Jeffrey, you go for it, love. I love you.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. So, there's these classified websites where you can buy great stuff, which Becky has found for us, because she does like to be... The word is frugal, isn't it?
Economical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where did you find all this?
There's loads of websites like this. They basically just... You can go on there, find some stuff you want to buy, you can swap stuff, find a house to rent, whatever.
Do you go on them a lot?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't earn as much money as you. I've got to buy second-hand stuff
sometimes.
Are you
not on £586,000 a year?
Okay, now we've got Radio 1's Greg James to read some of these for us. Okay, this is actual stuff.
He'll do anything, won't he?
Yeah, actual stuff you can buy on these websites that Becky likes so much.
Guinea pig exhibition cage with carrying strap, £35.
Nice. So this is for... it's a cage for a guinea pig exhibition.
Nearly new... handmade and long-lasting. Not many were made and very handy to have.
How is that handy to have?
Well, if you have a guinea pig and you want to exhibit it.
I no longer do exhibitions, so I'd just like to pass it on to someone that could make good use of the box, as it's very good. Has a strap to go on shoulder. Hardly ever used. Clean and disinfected. Click here for map.
I think that's good value for 35 quid.
Do you have a guinea pig?
No, I don't have 35 quid, but if I did,
I'd quite like to go to a guinea pig exhibition. If anyone's been to one, let me know. Right, next one.
4-in-1 screwdriver. Small, compact, with keychain.
Now, this is a bit different, okay? Because this bloke isn't selling. Oh, no. There's a twist.
Swap for anything for nearly the same price. Just offer me what you have.
Anything will be fine. So he just wants something for the same price.
Useful as well.
Yeah, really useful.
Please do not waste my time, though, by offering small things, because you know what this is worth.
That's slightly aggressive. Do you know what? I actually don't know what it's worth.
I don't either.
I took these pictures, so what you see is what you get.
Oh, brilliant. That makes me feel a lot better. I'll just send you whatever.
Are we still on the screwdriver?
Yeah. I'll just send you whatever I have. Okay. This is a good one as well.
Japanese sword, £20.
Right, so it's a Japanese sword.
Red Japanese sword includes red sword and sheath, free wooden sword and box. £20 or near offer.
What's funny about that?
I don't know.
Is it the word sheath?
Don't say it.
Why?
Sheath.
Is that
sheath?
No.
That does to Becky.
It's like
what,
you're in panties.
Yeah, oh. Panties does to you.
Note: this is not a toy or a weapon.
What is it then? It's a Japanese sword.
It's got to be one or the other.
It's not a toy or a weapon. Right, I don't like this one at all.
Philips Lady Shaver.
Oh,
£5.
This is good.
£5?
£5 for a lady shave. They're about 20 quid in the shop.
It's second hand.
You can buy a new foil.
That's done.
How skanky you want to buy a second hand shaver?
Lady Shaver. Battery operated. £5. Location, Broccoli. Click here for map.
A map of where the lady shave can be found. So you'd get that as long as it had a new foil.
Yeah, you can buy a new foil for
it. Does it say whether it's clean or not?
That's minging.
That's horrible. You are so wrong.
I like this one.
Portholes, £45.
So this man is selling portholes.
Two portholes, £45 the pair. Phone Alan.
They are just holes.
He's selling holes.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, going back to the screwdriver again.
4-in-1 screwdriver. Small, compact, with keychain.
Now, someone's saying on the text that 4-in-1 screwdrivers are 99p in Halfords.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Swap for anything for nearly the same price. Just offer me what you have.
So don't be offering him just like a Twix bar or something, because he knows that that is worth at least, you know what I mean? He needs to do
swap
it
for anything for nearly the same price. Just offer me what you have. Please do not waste my time, though, by offering small things, because you know what this is worth.
Don't waste his time.
No. So you've got to go over 99p to make it worth his while.
Yeah. Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1 podcast.
Hello.
How's it going?
Who's that, then?
It's Matt in Blackpool.
Hi, Matt in Blackpool. How can I help you today?
Why didn't you tell us how many actual miles of road were built then, or kilometres, or whatever it was? Everyone wants to know. Yeah, I bet you had millions of texts.
Do you know what? It's funny you should say that. We've had loads.
It's ridiculous.
Why do you ever want to know that?
Well, because you can't tease us, you know, with, like, these girls gave us their answers, and you didn't tell us what it actually was.
But why do you care how many kilometres of road have been built in Kent since 1996?
Well, people need to know these things.
But why? When are you ever going to use that?
Pub quiz?
Is it going to annoy you all night if you don't find out?
When's that going to come up in a pub quiz?
I don't know. Maybe the pub dudes around Maidenstone.
Maidenstone.
Yeah, that's the one.
Mind you wanted to know who won yesterday on Beat the Star, so that's the same thing, really.
Ah, yeah, but Beat the Buffet is a completely different thing. Blind Man's Buffet, or whatever it's called, was a completely different thing to kilometres of road in Kent.
Some of the things that people are saying on text is hilarious. Well, tell us! You can't keep us in suspense forever!
I don't think you should.
I'm really frustrated! How many kilometres of... I won't sleep tonight! I'm intrigued! I'm bated breath here from Dave in Maidstone. I'm astonished by that. I don't think that people would care.
Some of them are quite abusive.
They really are.
I never knew people really cared that much, but some people have been quite horrible to
me. I don't think I'm going to say it. Radio 1.
podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, so we've got some more classified items that Becky has found on these various websites that she peruses quite a lot. Mm-hmm. Just because she loves a bargain, doesn't she?
Love it.
You love it. Here's one that we discovered earlier.
Portholes, £45.
So the man who's actually selling holes.
Two portholes, £45 the pair. Phone Alan.
I'm tempted to phone Alan.
Do you need a couple of portholes?
I do, yeah. £45 for two holes? God.
A couple of people actually texted us saying they were interested in those.
Why?
I don't know, maybe they...
If you got a boat?
Yes, that's...
Yes. Here's the next item.
Pirelli calendars, £99.
Do they still do those?
£99?
Don't even know what it is.
Me neither. What are they, Scott?
I think that they're... Well, I'm sure the ad will explain it, but I think they're some kind of calendar from a while back with pictures, tasteful pictures of ladies on them that workers would have on their walls.
Why do you want a calendar from ages ago?
I don't know.
Two yesteryear calendars. One Pirelli, one Dunlop. Dating back to the mid-1960s, showing very tasteful, semi-nude artistic pictures of models taken in some very exotic parts of the world.
Okay, so there you are. It's vintage ladies. Well, they're vintage now.
Oh.
They weren't vintage then, obviously.
It was a bit specialist.
It was the 60s.
When you say workers as well, what are you referring to?
People would have it up in their workplace. Okay. I think lads would have them up in their workplace.
Right.
Okay. Very, very, very rare. Must be a collector's dream.
Who collects calendars from 1979 or whatever?
I don't know.
Interested buyers, please submit your offers to me now on email.
Right, here's the one that we like a lot. Right?
This is the one.
This is the one that you want to get.
I think I'm going to save for this.
Okay, check it out.
Transsexual rocking horse, £100.
What?
That's right, it's a transsexual rocking horse.
Transsexual rocking horse with removable willy and turd. Very detailed.
How much is it?
£100. That's worth it.
Worth every penny.
This is an art piece by artist Jay Love. Not for kids.
Obviously, yeah.
Size 31 inches by 43 inches by 12 inches.
That's a good size.
That is a good size for a transsexual horse.
Right. That's the horse, is it?
Really fun talking point.
Oh, yeah. you'd have that out, wouldn't you? At your party. You don't want to see my transsexual rocking horse. It's an icebreaker.
I'm downsizing and do not have room for it anymore. Click here for map.
So he's had a good clear out of his house, downsizing a little bit. Maybe he's getting a smaller house and he's decided to get rid of it. £100, it's a bargain.
That's a lot of money, though. Couldn't you find a cheaper rocking horse and just make your own stick-on willy?
Podcast. I think I should turn off the text screen at the moment.
There's a lot of abuse there.
I never realised that some question would be so popular and people would care. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, it's Becky.
Hi, Becky. Where are you today?
I'm Paris.
Okay, how can I help?
Well, it's just my mum. She was going slightly mad at not getting that answer.
Why?
Because she's quite like that.
Is she rocking back and forward?
Not quite, but she was getting quite annoyed.
Okay, I should tell people now, really.
You probably should, because she might go slightly insane.
Or do you think that I should just keep it going, Becky?
Well, it's quite funny.
Do you like your mum getting annoyed, if it's not your fault?
Yeah, sometimes quite fun to watch.
Okay, I'm going to tell everyone now, because I can't maybe stand the abuse. I'm a sensitive boy.
Maybe you should just give one digit now.
Three.
And then, right.
There we are.
That's the first digit. Dean in
I can't do that.
Dean in Sheffield says this could be a new feature. Mills, miles. Every day a new town or city. And how many miles have been built since a particular day?
Well, judging by the text, our listenership would go sky high. Okay.
So three.
I'm going to do it now.
Oh,
so
I think
no, just... it's really annoying people.
Yeah, but I quite
like... My dad's never normally stopped me, is it?
No. Also, it is amusing me, all the different abusive terms that people are coming up with for you.
I never knew words like that existed. Okay. How many kilometres of road have been built in Kent since 1996? The answer is...
Have you got a fanfare?
Okay, yeah. The answer is...
That's quite a good one.
344 kilometres of road have been built in Kent since 1996.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.